dang 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 dang
dang dang
dang dang dang dang dang dang dang dang
dang dang dang dang.
Bruce, you want to host
yeah,
today?
Bruce.
How's everybody doing? How's everybody's weekends? Or everybody good?
Well, he is risen, so it was a good weekend.
It's a good weekend. It was. Right. Nice weather this weekend.
Great weather this weekend.
It was great. Didn't do much. Played a lot of Rise of the Ronin.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Fantastic. Hell yeah,
video game. Oh, you guys are all Rising of the Ronin.
Yeah, dude.
We are all Ronin Rising.
Have any of you committed seppuku yet?
No.
No need, my brother. They have respawns.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I've cut several men's heads.
Oh, my God. Cut so many heads.
I've shot so many guys in the fucking leg, and then their head pops off. It is sick. You'll shoot them in the leg, and then...
Like with a musket?
Yeah.
How?
Long
why?
Rifle.
American rifle.
Oh, okay.
For cinema, if you will.
Okay.
That is the point. Kind of build up the blood and gore, but also when you shoot them in the head, their heads pop off then, too.
I was saying, I did hear something.
What's that?
I think the video was playing.
Oh, that is me. Yeah. Sorry, fucking PLLism of the year, brother.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
I had to watch the acceptance speech.
Yeah.
You know, five straight. He's a fucking Patrice Bergeron.
Of
the PLL.
And this is an LSM, you said?
Yes, it is.
Okay, nice.
It's
nice.
Earhart.
I started a new show. It's called Three Aliens from Neptune.
Tony.
That's not the name.
Tony.
It's the Three Body Problem.
Oh, you're watching Three Body Problem?
No.
Don't say it like that.
I did start
but I know
first.
Nick loves it, and I know he'd get mad at me for doing it like that.
Nah, I could see that. I started
yeah,
the first
just
half.
Wait. Just wait, Tony, until you get sucked in. It's from the...
No, you sent me a scene that I'm all in, so I'm all in.
The one from today that he just showed me?
Yes.
Did it,
it was.
Okay, yeah. I assume it's the same.
Lord Davos?
Pretty good.
I believe it was Lord Davos.
The Onion Knight. It's from the creators of Thrones, so there's a lot of Thrones actors in it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Fats Tali.
Basically, when they got shit-canned from their Star Wars movie, I think they just resampled an idea and spun it into this, but it's pretty good.
It is.
Look how icy cold those are.
Icy cold on my teeth.
I've watched the first half hour of the first episode, and it is a great premise. Like, it really is.
Well,
the only reason I stopped watching is because
it
was late.
Break it down for me.
So, essentially, from what I have procured from the Washington
Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something, you son of a bitch. Essentially, like, there it's three different timelines that I've seen so far. It starts in like 1966 Beijing, China.
Yeah. It's just telling you backstory, though. That'll eventually fade.
Okay, cool.
1966 fades.
So right now they're just going. So then definitely the main plot line is this woman.
What year?
Who, what?
What year?
In present day.
Okay.
It's like they're, someone dies, right? Someone dies and then like their old group of friends. Oh, yeah. Someone right away dies on, like you see her
in
die.
Beijing?
It's very odd. No, this one is, this one's in the States, right?
All these scientists are dying mysteriously.
What?
And they're trying to figure out why.
And were they in the same?
They're committing suicide. They're killing themselves.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. And you see
Did they
one
work
of them.
In the same lab?
No. This is across the globe.
And the guy who plays the really funny Marvel character with Doctor Strange, the other guy.
Wong.
He is like the detective trying to string together these murders. You watch one of them happen and it's like, well, that's not normal.
Where's he a detective from?
England?
Yeah.
England?
Without spoiling it. Yeah, he's British.
Are you from London?
Secret ops.
I think you guys
are off the books.
This guy's off the books.
No, it's sick.
Dude, it's like...
Secret ops or black ops?
Secret.
Okay.
Which
it's like Invasion with a little bit of Thrones mystery sprinkled in.
And
but much
of,
more exciting than Invasion.
A bit of...
Whoa. And Black Mirror. It's like a bunch of Black Mirror mixed in.
I like that.
So it's got some sci-fi to
it. Sounds like there's a bit of Sherlock Holmes as well.
There is some Sherlock.
Feels very Holmesian, if you will.
Is there a mum?
Is there a mum like in MI6?
Yeah.
I haven't seen a mum yet.
I am hoping.
It's got China, communist China in the
CCP.
70s.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, what?
Love China. China.
I don't think they love China in this show.
All right, good to know.
What year was this?
The The first episode starts with like a flashback to the 1960s, okay, and they just beat the shit out of this.
Kick the fuck.
1966 will fade away, dude. Yeah. I have that.
They beat the shit out of this Chinese professor.
Oh,
who's
they beat
like
the
one
shit
of
out of a Chinese guy.
Esteemed, the Chinese do. The Chinese, the Chinese beat the shit out of their own.
It's a revolution.
One of their own.
It's a revolution.
He's a free thinker, you know, they don't like
that. We're real in, okay? He, a little too loose to start.
But they...
it's the communists taking power in China.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like 60s China being like... Nope, science, that's bullshit. Nope, that's not what happened. That's wrong.
Were they a democracy in the 50s?
I'm not brushed up enough on my Chinese history to know, but it seemed like to me, it seemed like it was a relatively fresh transition.
Yeah, anything after the dynasties, I don't know
shit
about.
I think that the emperor was around for
seemed
a
like
while.
A good communist guy.
Yeah. I think it went emperor, chaos, communism.
Okay.
Communist
basically
guy? A good communist guy that,
the
that
Chinese communists are fucking around with some science that they don't know what they're really doing. Okay, they're doing some experimental science,
like if we were to stumble
and let's just say it doesn't end well.
Okay, I'm gonna start this.
Yeah, we're all gonna,
yeah,
I'm sure we finished it already just by talking about it.
I was very skeptical.
Sounds like I know everything,
but then when I found out it was the Thrones people, that even made me more skeptical. It's like, oh, they just, you know, they butched the ending on the last show.
Well, I mean, to a degree, being a little rough.
Yeah, and so I was so like, dramatic. All right, I'll give it a shot. And then the more I watched, the more I'm like, this is interesting. This
they
is
butched
different.
Two episodes 6 years from now. I'm gonna give them a round of applause.
You're right.
Well, that's what made me I was like, am I going to watch all this and be let down at the end? But so far, so good.
What's it called again?
Three-body problem. And none of it makes any sense, like, the first two episodes.
Is it like,
and then things start to come
is
down.
It like the guy that stands there and you can see all three of his arms?
I like that thing.
And three of his legs.
You mean the thing that is like, it
the,
shows
the
like
Vinci
ligaments in one?
Da Vinci, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The Vertuvian man.
That's a great poll.
No, but
Verdonkin man.
It does dive into a little bit of history involving that.
Oh,
they basically have to solve these riddles in this game.
You didn't tell me Da Vinci was in it,
dude. Yeah, it touches on so many.
You didn't say it was a mix of the Da Vinci Code.
Well, it also sounds like if they're playing a game, it's got hints of Jumanji in it.
A little Jumanji,
kind of.
A little bit of Ready Player One.
Rest in peace,
Robin Williams.
Yeah,
yes.
Right.
Ready Player Jumanji.
Bruce, need I remind you, you are hosting. So it's
you better.
Your,
yeah, this is your. You got.
Do we have any bones to pick?
You have to get we'll talk about this for another 55
minutes. We have to.
And I'll just end up spoiling more.
TV show talks concluded.
Bruce, we will not change topics until you make us, okay?
End TV topic now and begin bones.
You haven't even. You didn't even say, does anyone else have anything else? You
can't just end. Have we got introduced?
I finished season 4.
We have not been introduced. We
it's
no
full
idea.
Barn, Gumpy. What do you have to say?
We talked a lot about the Roman doc on A&E.
Yep.
They are all phenomenal.
What year did they fall?
What's that?
The Roman Empire?
I think he's talking about Roman Joe Annoys.
Roman Reigns. Oh. His reign continues. Recognize.
Say that.
Sorry,
Cody
brother.
Cry, baby.
Nope.
Oh, shit.
Hit him with one though, real quick.
Whoa!
With the finger up. With the finger up.
I like both of them.
The British Bulldog one was actually very good as well.
I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Friday.
Yes, they're all very good.
Is that about fucking Don't Mind If I Do?
Danny Burgess?
Yeah, is that Danny Burgess?
How dare you? Besmirch British Bulldog Davy Boy Smith.
Whoa.
With Danny Burgess.
Danny Burgess
no,
is a
British
Bulldog.
British Bulldog used to run forward with the guy's head underneath his arm and just kind of drop his ass to the floor.
Oh, the Bulldog.
It's kind of the original
hip
drop tackle, but to the head.
Does it go into him dying from roids and everything?
Roman? It was WCW that did it to him.
Yeah. WCW.
That trapdoor really fucked him up.
Trapdoor for the Ultimate Warrior.
Trapdoor match.
Up, brother.
Broke his back.
Nobody knew it was there.
Unbelievable.
YouTube TV doesn't get A&E, so I'm at a real disadvantage when it comes to this. And it's kind of bummed because it's like, I wouldn't like
that's
seek out A&E.
That's why I didn't
but
watch it.
It is. They do have great shit on A&E.
I can send you a link. I have the Twitter link.
They got a sweet.
Twitter.
There's got a sweet Hell's Angels show coming out.
You're a big A&E guy, huh?
April 14th as well.
How do you watch
Mr.
A&E?
Dog the Bounty Hunters on A&E.
Yeah.
Cable.
Oh, Dogger's
high. Oh, you just have cable.
You've
got past cable.
Yeah. He cannot miss college basketball games. He has to have cable. Yeah.
Well, I have cable and YouTube TV.
Well, I'm old school, brother.
Well, that's unnecessary. What you're
see,
doing.
That's a double entendre, brother.
Yeah, that's just a lot of money.
Yeah,
take it from somebody else.
There's a new Hell's Angels doc coming out that looks sweet on A&E.
See, I'd watch that.
Yeah, I like that.
Looks very good. April 14th.
Which chapter? Which charter?
Redwood Originals.
Okay, California. Cool.
Gotcha. Does anybody have any bones to pick?
Mm-mm.
I have a bone to pick with the people that made my sushi like 20 minutes ago.
Do it. Let it ride.
I think I have food poisoning right now.
This has happened before. Where'd you get this it exact from? Same situation has happened before on this show.
Yeah, what was your
7-Eleven sushi?
Because you turned your back on sushi bosses.
This happens to Zeta about once or 3 months. Because
you're eating a big
gets mercury poisoning because eats 20
it might be burger
sushi.
200.
Did you wear a
I'm sweating from the inside right now.
Hot dog with it?
Hot dog water?
Yeah.
That is the first.
Did
Big
Top
Bite
bring one in? Did
Why
Top
haven't
bring
we
any
put
big bites in?
A hot dog inside of a sushi roll and chopped it up?
That's a good idea, actually.
Because I wouldn't even pig fucking in a blanket. Feed a hot dog to my cats. I haven't eaten a fucking hot dog since 1885.
I've actually been at a gathering where you have a bunch of sushi platter. And pigs in a blanket, and you just chopstick the pigs in a blanket, and boom, you're eating hot dog sushi.
You just made that up.
Nope.
Yeah. You ate chopped up hot dogs like you were 5 years old?
Yeah. Is that what
you're gross.
No, they're mini weenies, bro.
Were they covered in rice?
I bet you like those mini weenies, don't you?
As long as they're in and around my mouth.
But no, okay. The sushi place ruined my Shogun Tuesday.
What?
How?
I can't enjoy my Shogun
Tuesday. You know what you need to do is eat, order more. Hope it's better.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll reset your sushi palate.
It's like when you're bleeding. You just make the cut bigger.
Yes.
Or you call the sushi restaurant. So you're stealing shit rags. You fucked up my sushi.
Can you call 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
You can call any 7-Eleven.
And they'll just be like, listen, we did fuck it up. I had one too many Big Bites this morning. Right?
Yeah. And I accidentally used Big Bite water to make the sushi and the salmon today.
This is why you pick your bones right here.
Yeah.
On that note, shall we get into the thought, Phil?
I don't see why.
All right, you don't have to talk like an asshat just because you're hosting.
He makes a good point. Just talk normal, like
you
normally
can just
do.
Be Bruce still.
Gamerency tweeted, "I don't eat hogs."
No, you have to read it like
that. Yeah, you read it like
I don't eat hogs at all. Last time I ate a hot dog was 1974. I wouldn't feed a hot dog to my fucking cats. I don't eat hogs either. No bacon. None of that crap.
What did he say?
I don't know.
Is he calling hot dogs hogs?
Because I kind of like that. I like that way
better.
I'm going to
go eat some hogs after this.
Well, Glizzy's the worst thing to call anything.
Hogs
ever.
Is so much better.
Also, I thought Morency was like the biggest Dodgers fan on the face of the earth. The Dodger dog is an all-time. Like I just pictured Morency wearing a fucking Mookie Betts jersey, sitting in Dodger Stadium, double-fisting two Dodger dogs with mustard, no fucking ketchup. Don't eat ketchup. Don't eat hogs. At all. I said about a hot dog was 1974. I'd like to know what happened.
Yeah, in 1974.
Yeah.
I think he tummy hurt. He was sweating from the inside like Zeke.
I mean, 1974 was 50 years ago.
Hot dogs have changed.
Metal band.
Hot dogs are different now.
Yeah, they are. The Dodger dog also very overrated.
Zeke, you need to get Portillo's to Morency immediately.
How old is Gabe?
Yeah, bro, he has to be like 70.
Immortal.
Yeah, I don't know.
You can't really put a number on it.
It's like
matter.
Edward Cullen from Twilight. I've been around since fucking 1655.
How old's the Pacific Ocean?
You know, Gabe was born. Okay, because Gabe
just
has
emerged.
Gabe obviously has a Wikipedia.
Duh.
Gabe was born in 1970.
So 4 years old.
4 years old is too old or too young to be.
There's no way
dogs.
He remembers a hog from.
It's also way too young to be given up on hogs.
Yeah, you can't be given.
4 years old is too young to have hot dogs.
I don't know. I'm just trying to make
No, it's just you wouldn't remember a hot dog ruining your life.
I don't think so.
Four.
When
Unless
did
you
he
puked
turn
everywhere.
Into the rage? Does it say
75.
There?
75. Yeah.
Okay. When did his parents consummate their marriage?
Yeah, but that's what he turned. I thought maybe,
we're going to name you sports
maybe
rage.
Maybe the hog turned him into the rage.
I think when they lost the war of 1812, the rage consumed him, and he had to unleash it.
So was he British then?
No,
British?
Canadian.
No, it's like you remember the Wolverine movie
French,
that
Canadian
sucked
war.
And it showed Sabretooth and Wolverine and they fought in all the wars.
I don't know
together.
What year.
Yeah.
That know, was Renzi. A cool scene.
That was cool. He joined Hardcore Sports Radio in 2006. I don't know, but he became the rage.
Is that when he got a porn star on?
He became the rage before becoming a broadcaster. He played minor hockey and was on his way to England to play professionally. But on his way to England, he dropped out and chose to tour in a rock and metal band named Homicide. That's
no
when he became.
Yeah.
That's when he became the rage.
Yeah.
Holy shit! I
Is
like
that
this
all
guy
real?
It's all calm.
Yes, 100% real.
Gabe was going to the fucking NHL. He said, "Not so fast. I got to shred.
I got
to
tour with Homicide."
Yeah.
Picked up an axe and just like all of a sudden was fucking gang 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 gang. And then he was like, all right.
Well. All right, I'm sports rage.
Yeah, I found my calling. I've unleashed the rage.
All right, next.
He's still talking about that.
Yeah, I know. He's you're
such
an
a prick, dude.
Nick. Well, I gotta like time it up from back here. It's
a group of friends had an idea where they would all get together, have a glass of wine, and make a presentation on what they do at work and answer questions amongst their friends to explain, because everyone's like, well, what do you do at work? Mm-hmm. And you give them some vague answer. I'm Keith Gergo at Flex Luther 13 had a better idea. He said a good alternative this is to have 10 beers and then talk to your friends about the other times that you had
those
10
are,
beers.
Those are good times.
The best times.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I mean, to be completely honest, I would like a PowerPoint of what my friends do for work so I can know.
I thought that as well. I have my best friends that I've been, how old am I?
Forever.
I am 36 now. Friends that I've been friends with for 26 years.
Yeah, childhood friends.
I lived with these people from 22 to 30. Mm-hmm. 22 to 28. I have no idea what they do.
No clue.
One of them, nice guy, he's a moron, and he's not allowed to have his phone at work because it's some government secret policy.
Got no idea what he does for work.
No, I had a
buddy,
not a clue.
What? I had a buddy who, same deal, had to like lock his phone at 8:30 and then get it back at 5.
I got a friend who's a geologist. I know that. I know that he studied rocks in college, but I've got no idea what he does for
What does your first friend do when he goes to the bathroom?
A good question.
No shitting on company hours.
Prints out an article or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, yeah, they do probably.
I'm pretty sure he takes a Playboy in.
Jerks off.
Yeah. There you go.
So that's I'm the only
sick.
One in the minority that just does not give a shit and thinks that this is actually the dumbest thing of all time.
Which part, Mitt?
Work talk. Just in general.
Yeah, but all your buddies work at, like, gas stations and shit like that.
Yeah, it's easy to know where your buddy works when you're buying beers from him every day. Hey, that's one thing.
Mate, you're the king of having 10 beers and talking about having 10 beers another time.
Yeah.
No, he's talking about the PowerPoint. That's what I'm saying. Okay. I don't like work talk. I think work talk completely kills the vibe of being
Mick, could you put a PowerPoint together?
Yeah, Tony, I can put a fucking PowerPoint together.
Homework next Tuesday.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
PowerPoints.
Presentation, Mitt, about
what you
anything
do.
You like.
No, Mitt, this would suck. Idea. It's just we would like the information just to have so that like when I do see my buddies, I don't have to ask them, hey, what do you do for
one
work
night, this
for
is
the
good
thousandth
one.
Time?
What do you do again?
Yeah, what are you up to now? I still work at the same place. Okay.
Cool. Okay.
Where the fuck is that? What do you do there? Like, I don't know.
Do you guys have any, like, I have one buddy who's a consultant, and it's like, what do you do? And they like say all these big words, but you still have no idea what the fuck they do.
Do you have the opposite of one of your buddies that just always talks about everything that he fucking does at work and pretends like he's a doctor, but he's really a medical
best part
this
is
one, this one hits home.
Oh,
this, well,
yeah, oh, it's so annoying.
Just say his name.
This
say
is
his name.
This
man.
Is the best part.
Say his
I don't
name,
think
man.
Our friends
no
know
sneak
what
dissing.
We do.
No idea.
Yeah, no, a majority, if not, I would argue all of people that I've known from like Winchester childhood friends and college are not internet. They are not part of the internet community whatsoever.
No, my closest friends do not watch any of our stuff.
No, none.
Yeah, sure. I respect it.
Yeah. Hey, do your thing. And this is exactly why we need a PowerPoint so we know what they do.
Bingo.
And we can give them ours.
Yeah.
What if you do the PowerPoint while having the 10 beers and you simultaneously talk about work and the other times?
Well, the PowerPoints have to end at some point. Okay, and then the conversation is going to move to...
Oh, every time it's boring, you take, like, you chug a beer.
Yeah, now we're bringing worlds together.
I mean, no, if this is the plan, I'm not going. No.
You're right.
But I would like it to be sent to me.
Oh, yeah, certainly don't want to make one.
No.
And view it on your own.
View it
time.
On my own before going.
Okay.
And I'd be like, hey, dude, how is insert name of company I don't give a fuck about?
Yeah, I like that.
You know what I mean? But I still have information about it, so I can at least act like I do.
I like that.
True.
Yeah.
Okay. We got to a sweet spot there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shalom or not.
We're just gonna sit here.
Nick.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, this lady took over.
Whoa.
These conjoined twin girls married this guy. I have so many questions and none of them are appropriate. Do we have the photo of the list of questions that the lady answered? Or is that fake?
I didn't see that.
I feel like it would have crossed my TL.
Did you guys see
I have an appropriate question. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
No, this is really weird. So, I read into one of these articles, and shout out to this guy. He is a Marine or something like that. He's a veteran.
Ooh!
He's a dog. But, so, like, they, like, talk about sex. This is the only part that I read. And the other twin that's not married to the guy says that she just reads a book or watches.
Yeah, here it is. I got it. I got it right
they're
here.
Both
she
married.
Tweeted. She
is it
tweeted.
Legit?
Brittany and Abby Hensel, the two.
Is this legit?
Hensel
tweet. I mean, this is just something that got put together, and there hasn't been a community notes on it.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah, it's legit.
Because everyone is asking, we're just going to tell you. Yes, I have sex with my husband. Yes, I go down on him. Yes, my sister Brittany is there. Yes, my sister and I orgasm as one, but when I sleep with my husband, she's usually reading a book or listening to a true crime podcast, so she puts the pleasure out of her mind.
Until she can't anymore.
So she doesn't get a neck job, or he doesn't get a neck job from her?
Sorry, what? Jesus Christ.
What is that supposed to be? I don't know what that is. Look at that crevice. I don't know what that
is. Look at that crevice.
He's talking about titty fucking in between the necks.
Their neck.
Come on.
I was thinking the same thing.
Z, what's wrong with you guys?
I'm listening to my podcast.
I saw someone say that they both had to pay college tuition, but they only earn one salary, which was a pretty fascinating
scenario. That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Goddamn corporate fat cats at universities.
Yeah, I was going to say.
My question is, same fingerprints?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Only one set of fingerprints.
They're really making 50 cents on the dollar.
So by law, one person.
Oh, because
two brains, though. Everyone, how do you define a person?
Everyone, by law is defined by fingerprints, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so, legally, I believe that they are kind of one.
So one person. Can do the crime and one cannot do the crime when one's sleeping.
Yeah, but like, they both have, there's two names. It's Brittany and Abby.
So it might be a hyphenate.
Who's doing the time if they do the crime?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, one of them.
This is a broad deal.
Then you get down a slippery slope of how bad the crime was, and like, are we talking like incarceration, or are we talking death penalty, and in which case?
Yeah. I have another good one.
This guy's lucky.
So you give one a shitload of sleeping pills.
Jesus,
obviously healthy.
Come
you don't
on,
kill
man.
Her or anything.
One stomach.
You did have some bad sushi.
One stomach. They would both.
This is some toxic sushi in me.
They would both get affected because one stomach.
Yeah.
So one person.
Yeah, one body, two people.
Two brains.
They share everything from the neck down.
Two souls.
Yes.
Yeah. Two individuals.
Oh, there isn't four boobs?
Nope.
No. What's crazy is one is Democrat, one is Republican.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Wow.
So when they go
they
to vote,
a lot,
it's a whole scene.
Yeah, and there's no privacy.
Exactly. No privacy. They know who the other person's voting for.
You think they kiss, like a little peck on the cheek? Like, hey, love
Bruce.
You. Sis.
How dirty are you?
What is going on?
I was just wondering.
I feel like we should.
Next.
That's
first,
fucked up.
Jesus. This is awesome.
Oh, yeah. This dog's a beast.
Farm herd Casper, a 21-month-old, faced off 11 coyotes and killed 8 of them. He was missing for 2 days right after, which they believed he was tracking the remaining coyotes and finishing the job. His vet said he was lucky to be alive, and his owner said he will have him retire from herding.
This is Liam Neeson.
He's a house dog now, just getting belly rubs and hanging out.
Well, I mean, you can have him retire until he gets that bloodlust again and walks outside and needs to kill some more coyotes.
Which will happen.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, look, this is a sick fuck.
Yeah.
This is a sick fuck of a dog. Just look at him. That's the sickest motherfucker I've ever seen.
That's the look of a killer.
I wouldn't be surprised that purple thing in the background there is going through its head.
It is.
It's just fine.
I actually thought it was a what you put on the steering wheel of a club.
Yep.
Yeah. And there's fucking knives on the sides of him. He's just fucking
he's in locks right now.
Bingo. Yeah.
We should dedicate a day to him.
So you're saying would you put him above or below Magawa?
Different cat.
Oh, his dog.
Yeah.
I would put him right below Magawa.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to put a number on the lives Magawa has saved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, Casper, not to take anything away from him, really just saved a family and their livestock.
Well,
Magawa was saving a nation.
Yeah, but
true.
That's true.
Magawa's on the front lines.
Magawa won a Medal of Honor.
If Casper was shipped to the front lines, if he was a wartime Casper,
would have performed. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no question.
I'd like
but because
to see that, Casper handle a pistol.
That'd be nice.
No problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Casper kind of feels like Achilles to me. Like, this is just the beginning of his story.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Except I would love to pet Casper.
Me too.
Yeah.
If you truly think Casper's retired, you're a fucking idiot.
I mean, there's a follow-up tweet. We don't have it, but he's just getting belly rubs, being a good old dog.
Sure,
and they got a new herd dog. Minding the flock.
Dogs like
so you think Casper's just
retire.
Laying in the house and he hears some howling in the distance and he's just going to lay there and say someone else will take care of this?
No,
he'll probably
not.
Freak out.
He would definitely.
It reminds me of Mel Gibson from that movie.
The Patriot.
Yeah.
He never retired. He went right back out there and fucking
Bingo.
Killed everyone.
Benjamin
he is. He is Benjamin William Martin.
The ghost.
Yep, of course.
That's why they call him Casper the Ghost.
Yes, exactly.
And that's full circle.
Casper the Friendly Ghost, next.
Next.
Classic.
I believe there's audio, but there's music.
I don't think you need the audio.
Yeah, no. You do not. This is a visual representation.
What's that guy?
Is this Foxy and his Bronco?
I thought for sure this guy was getting run over the entire time.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, it's so much better.
What?
This is how I would drive.
No shit.
We know. And that's how you would walk away unscathed somehow.
Yeah, bingo.
I know.
What happened?
Holy shit.
Stupid beach got in my way.
This is the first time I've seen the limp after.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still having a hard time believing this is real.
What do you mean? Have you seen these dudes? Have you seen them drive on the highway?
Yes. This is literally...
And they never wear seatbelts.
I'm having such
they
a hard
They are allergic
time.
To seatbelts.
I did see one comment. It was ejecto seat, cuzzo.
Yeah.
Well, isn't this a new car?
Yeah.
No, this is not a Bronco.
No, it's not.
It's an F1.
Yeah, it's that
Hummer.
Weird one. No.
It might be a Hummer.
It's a Toyota. No, it's that Toyota.
Oh, is that a Land
Cruiser? It's not a new car, yeah.
It's that Toyota that looks like a Jeep, but it's not a Jeep.
Yeah, I know.
The FJ? Kind
of, yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Bro, he goes up like 12 feet in the air. That would hurt.
I think it's a little
so
higher than that.
I mean, like off the car.
30
so
feet,
funny.
Maybe.
Look at this asshole. I mean, I get it. Not having a seatbelt on, like, that happens
that's
sometimes.
That's cool.
But how do you have your fucking, like, window open and
well,
no
they're on the beach. It's hot.
Dude,
don't they have...
Well, man, I don't think the goal was for him to roll this thing and fly 60 feet into the air, but I think it just happened. I don't think that was the plan going in.
I mean, if you're drifting on the beach...
I'm going to fly so fucking high out of this thing.
It's ridiculous that this shit happens.
Give me my shoot. Next.
Oh, yeah, this is Goldie.
Oh, classic.
Oldie but a Goldie.
What'd this guy do?
I don't know, but everyone is so... It's definitely, you can tell how it's a foreign country because everyone's trying to kick him.
Well, you know what he said. You guys didn't read what happened?
No.
He fucking told somebody Big Bite sucks. And the whole beach caught wind.
Yep.
The cops just dropped off a
that
30 of Big Bite.
Running with his gun out.
He's trying to kill him.
Oh, you bad fucking Big Bite? What did you say? Big Bite sucks? This is also not an American football watching country. Because this is the worst tackling.
A lot of flying slide tackle.
I've never seen.
Big time.
Look at that guy. That guy actually laid out three or
one
four
One missed
shots.
Tackle. Two missed tackles.
Three,
four. Look at the elbow. Hit trying to get in. Five, six. I mean, got him wrapped up. Oh.
Yep. I mean, there's like
not a finesse runner either. That's a power run. He's up the gut. I mean, he's...
Yeah.
Kind of got breakaway.
That cop thought about that for a second. Ah, fuck it, should I shoot
this guy? I could. Yeah. If I shoot him in the head, there's no way anyone else gets hurt. Legit contemplating that. All right, now he's on the ground. Shoot him now.
So ridiculous.
Not one attempt at foreign tackle. This is going to be the new NFL because of the hip dropper.
That's right.
That's right.
It's the world we live in. God help us all.
Exactly.
Next.
Oh, this is classic. This guy just, you know, fucking butterfly knife.
Let's see if it's sharp.
Okay. What the hell was that?
Oh
my God, dude. What the fuck, man? Okay.
Who sent this in Beale?
Yeah, what the hell is this?
That is a pretty sharp knife. Funny thing about these
knives.
Why
would you try it on your stomach?
I mean, when you're wearing a fucking hat like that, that's when you would try it.
Do you remember when someone sent us a bunch of pocket knives and Bruce did this to himself?
Yes.
Yeah. Sliced
on my finger
right away.
10 seconds after.
This thing's pretty cool. You think, oh, fuck. Rest of the day, bleeding from his finger.
Yep.
That was a great. Do you still have that knife? I still have mine.
I've lost mine.
Yeah, I think mine's in the, in like the basket. You know, I just have like
it's not
a,
in a safe in a glass box, so you don't pick it up again and
it's
stab
not in your abdomen right now.
Like your laundry basket? Or
no, I got like just a bowl of nefarious miscellaneous knickknacks.
Sure. Do you put your keys in there?
I put my keys next to it.
Okay.
Oh, because you don't have stabs.
You put your wallet in there?
Do you still have a separate key for your house and your car?
And your car.
Two separate lanyards?
Yes, I do. I've explained this.
So dumb.
Are you going to have to do that?
This is the worst.
Bro, take your fucking car key off when you go out.
So this is my car key. And then my keys are over there. This is my car key. I hate this. Because it comes out. So I have dumb. To put it in the ignition. It doesn't just, it's not a push to start.
I hate you.
Do you know what is a push to start?
And then I got to open the gate to my apartment.
SeatGeek.
Oh, yeah,
you push on the app and it starts. You push on that button, starts. You push on the next button, starts. Good deal because it's green, not red or yellow, where it's like, hey, kind of a good deal, but not a great deal.
Yeah.
Like green. Right now, SeatGeek is continuing their $30 off promo to all events. NBA, NHL, yeah, concerts, comedy, whatever.
Mania.
This weekend, Philadelphia. Mania. The final boss. Fuck that. Fuck them. Mania XL. Definitely will be tickets on there. Use code PAT30, P-A-T-3-0, to get $30 off tickets. Doesn't matter if you are a first-time purchaser or not. You still get $30 off with code P-A-T-3-0. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Love you, CK.
Brother.
Hell yeah. Next.
Brother.
Gang, gang. Gang, gang. Gang, gang. Gang, gang, gang.
Don't step on that again, Bruce.
These are
please don't step on that.
These are duck feathers.
Are they really?
Yeah. Watch.
Ew.
They go in the water. Okay.
Wait,
they're submerged.
Wait.
No way. Dried. I don't buy
Boom.
It.
That's how ducks do
that's
it.
Reverse.
Nature, bro. Yeah.
That's good evolution.
Nope, that's reverse.
Yeah, that is some serious
Fantastic
evolution.
Fantastic
It is probably
Dude, I got ducks near my
over.
House. They don't give a shit if that thing, that pond is frozen or not. They are sitting their asses on there. I didn't know they were cool with temperatures like that.
Oh, yeah, dude. They'll chill out there all winter.
That is not in reverse. Watch the bubbles come off the feathers as it goes into
Who
the
thought
water.
It was in reverse?
Mitt and Bruce. And then I kind of agreed.
Mitt and Bruce. Nah, watch the bubbles come off. Bubbles, bubbles, bubbles.
Bubbles, 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 bubbles.
It's not reverse.
Science, my friends.
Yeah, that's duck.
That's just called, boom. That's just good old. Why are anteaters have long nose?
Get ants.
Because they need to suck up ants.
And why do ducks have feathers that don't get wet?
They got
because they're on the lake in the body of water all the time.
That's right. And if they stayed wet, they'd be cold.
Bingo.
Simple as that.
It's pretty easy, Mitt.
It's like they're wearing a wetsuit and a parka at all times.
Exactly. Bingo. And they got cool fucking beaks.
Yep.
They got cool fucking legs.
Yep.
Oh, this reminds me. Okay.
What's that, Tony?
This reminds me.
There were some ducks outside the window the other day.
Sure, sure. Oh, yeah.
Old city boy back here, okay?
Yep. I have now learned since.
There was one all-brown duck. You know how the all-brown ducks are.
Yeah, of course.
Then there was a beautiful mallard with some shades of green and blues.
Okay.
And Bruce was confused.
Beautiful mallard.
He was confused. He thought they were just two completely different species. I said, no, there's different colored ducks. And he...
This guy didn't know that?
No.
What the fuck?
I didn't know that they're male and female like that and they look so different and that they hang out together like that during mating season in a time
Have
like
Have you been outside before?
I was happy to learn.
Are you done?
I was happy to learn.
Sorry that the lady ducks don't have big floppy tits for you.
Yeah, Bruce.
They are pretty. You know? They are pretty.
Come on, Bruce.
I like that they're prettier.
Would it help if the lady ducks had boobs for you, Bruce? Then would you know? And the male ducks had big old hogs. Did that help, Bruce?
Well, they probably do.
Fucking dragon on the ground.
Yeah.
How do they choose their mates?
Quack, quack.
Quack, quack, quack.
It's like, that guy sounds like a mark. Let me listen for the next one.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. I'm a fuck
He's got
that
a
duck.
Big old fucking
I'm
hog.
A fuck that duck.
They do have a corkscrew penis. I know that.
Yeah.
What? Really?
Yeah it's like the Miller Lite bottle.
Yeah.
What?
The vortex bottle?
Yeah.
Oh, the vortex.
Just like that.
I miss the vortex
really?
Bottle.
Really? Like a shark egg.
Yeah, vortex.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
That was just that one species you just saw it online.
What?
Hmm?
Oh, yeah, they're hatching all over the place.
I just can't stop picturing fucking a duck coming up and putting Bruce's head right between his tits. And fucking
First time, hey, Bruce?
What?
You fucking slapping him with his wings.
You want me to fuck a duck, Tony?
Well,
is that
I mean,
you want?
You said some things
you
on
want
today's
me to
show,
fuck a
Bruce.
Duck?
You have said some things.
We got attacked by a goose.
You
day.
Did?
Yeah.
On a golf course?
Yeah, me.
By a goose?
A gigantic,
Bruce,
big goose.
Did you kill the goose?
I believe it was you who was talking about the conjoined twins giving each other, giving them smooches.
Yeah well, other, like so. Just like a sisterly, how are you?
See, exactly.
Checking in.
So, yeah, I think you might have with a goose or a duck.
I don't think that that translates.
One to one. Exactly.
I don't know what that does, boys.
Next.
This thing is awesome.
Yeah, this thing's great. I have not seen this.
The tsunami capsule.
Yeah.
This invention will save your life. You can see tsunamis claim thousands of lives each year.
Look at this.
Look tsunamis at the inside of this fucking thing. It's a gyrosphere, tubular steel frame.
Kind of like from Jurassic Park.
Yeah, wrapped in aluminum hull.
Holy shit. Yeah.
This is awesome.
Withstand everything.
How fast is that water moving? In a tsunami?
Billion miles an hour.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You're going to get in this thing and just get tossed around like a rag.
No, it's a gyrosphere, so you're always sitting straight up. Have you not seen Jurassic Park?
I have, and that thing got smashed to shreds.
Well, yeah, that's because the power went out.
You better trust those welds, brother.
This is like the thing that they tried to take down of the Titanic wreckage.
Yeah, no. Bingo. If there's a tsunami coming, and they're like, quick, get into the sphere before you die. Like, fuck that, dude. I'm dead. We're fucking dead. I get in that. I'm dead. I stay out here. I'm dead.
One shoddy weld and you're cooked, brother.
Yeah,
but that's a good point.
The greatest welders in the world are doing this.
Don't worry, brother. I have a sphere in the backyard. If there's a tsunami,
we can go anywhere.
We can just get in this sphere and we definitely won't die.
So yeah. Fuck that. Fuck them.
Is this a picture of the gyroscope or is this multiple seater? Because if you're in there with other people, there's going to be people puking all over you and shit.
This has got to be a multi seater.
That's a 10 seater.
It said these all have an oxygen supply that are built to last.
Like 6 years?
Yep.
Wow.
I believe most of them have microwave ovens.
Mm-hmm. Is there enough room for fucking?
Yeah, 10 people.
Is that all you think
get
about?
Your head over the clouds,
you want ducks to have boobs. You want to fuck in the gyrosphere. What else do you want to do, Bruce? Huh? You want to give stop signs boobs and dicks too?
No wonder he's got two sets of keys. Christ.
Yeah, exactly.
I was just wondering.
What did you do this weekend?
Cranking. You did, didn't you?
I mean, getting Bruce to try and come have a beer is pulling teeth. I mean, is that there's no point.
We're
I'm not texting
it.
Bruce.
Not sending
the
text.
He might as well leave and fucking miss you.
If he leaves his house, he's going to take his penis off his hand. His hand off his penis.
Exactly. Hard to have a death grip on your dong all day if you fucking have to leave the house. But still, it's a bummer. It's a damn shame. Twice, both days.
The Yankees were on, all right?
Again, not an excuse, but okay. It's okay.
If only there was sports bars that had televisions.
This sound is good on this one.
This guy absolutely pipes this drive, and it's
right
down unexpected.
Middle. Good setup.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Four!
Left her open. Left her open.
Left her open.
Left her open.
Holy fuck. Play that again.
Awesome.
Play it again.
Awesome.
Left her open.
That's a good show.
Simple fix.
That was such a genuine aw shucks moment from this guy.
Oh, God.
Four!
Left her open. Left her open. What the fuck?
That guy's
love that guy.
Feels like that was like the second or third time that happened that round.
That guy got a 10 on the previous hole.
That guy has done that exact drive 5 times today.
Oh, yeah. Left
five times.
Again,
not the guy who hit it. That guy who's yelling what the fuck has done that exact same thing. And so he's just like, oh, finally I can do this to fucking someone else. What the fuck? Because you know someone said it.
I think we need one more.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's directly sideways.
He definitely blows
right
the tower.
At him.
How quiet is the first left or open?
Right at your calf.
Oh, God.
Four!
Left or open. Left
or
open.
The second one.
So that hit that guy like right above the wrist.
And you know that kid in the shorts is like, Dad, come down. He's like, fuck that. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck him. Fuck that. Fuck you.
Get over here, left or open, man.
Yeah, I mean,
this is why I'm not golfing anymore. That's why I'm calling it.
Yeah, but wouldn't you like to hit one of these? And just like left or open.
I kind of want to go on a golf course just to say left or open.
Yeah, that's such a good one.
Oh, that's instant. Now every miss hit.
Left or open.
Nah, closed her a bit.
Shit.
Oh man. All right, next.
That does remind me, Bruce. Do you remember that one time we went golfing, and the people were at least like 475 yards ahead of us
from the tee box?
Yeah. It was par 5. Bruce is like, I don't know. I've been fucking piping it. I don't know if I should hit any of these guys. It was awesome.
How does drive go?
I think he did pipe one.
Oh, he piped one. That was when he tried to hey,
four!
Ball 150 yards short of him.
200 yards behind these guys.
So that
was awesome. I have bad vision. I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Apparently.
And he got fucking big drives. So, I do. 450s within range.
Every once in a while, I start piping that thing down the cock.
You did uncork one. I will give you that. You did the shit out of that.
Down the
what?
Piped it down the what?
The guy's
down the cock.
Jesus Christ, this guy.
Again, this guy.
Well, I've never heard in golf, hey, you piped that one down the cock.
It's more of a baseball term. You throw a pitch down the cock, down the middle.
Ty, can you?
Yeah, I mean, you'll hear that.
All right, just making sure.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with this guy. He's all horned up.
Yeah, this guy's so horned up.
I'm not horned up, okay.
Bruce. You
can see your boner from here.
Yeah. Edie. I'm flaccid.
Holy
glad he didn't make that weird. Yeah.
There's a 98% chance that pack of frozen hot dogs is gone.
Well, unless Mr. Hot Dog has eaten them already.
Yeah, where is Mr.
Hot
Dog?
He might be fucking gnawing on one right now.
Speaking of getting horned up.
Who, Hot Dog?
Yeah, where's Hot Dog?
He's fucking working over
there.
He's
running, I think.
Is he?
I can't hear him.
Yeah, he's running.
Is he?
You can't hear him when he runs during the show, but yeah, he's running.
New souls?
Yep, he's running.
No, he's running. Running. The mics just don't pick it up.
Yeah.
Next. Here we go.
Welcome back to the Divorce Dad's Court of Chaos Starter Pack Review, where I show everyone my deck. This is Shingles. It's a 0-2, 0 attack, 2 defense. Not a strong card, but it does have a special attribute where it doubles. Here we got Prostate Exam. This is a tool card. This card's really good to see what your opponent's hiding, so you always want a prostate exam. Ex-wife, very strong leather-type beast card. It's a 4-3 here, and it's got a really good attribute, so you want to make sure you have an ex-wife on your side. Unfinished Basement. Now, this is a terrain card, so it basically adds a buff to all the wood types. So if you have an unfinished basement, you definitely need to have shingles. Drinking Buddy. This is a 3-3, very reliable card. Everyone needs a Drinking Buddy. And Call Your Ex. This is a tool card. Again, if you have shingles, you definitely want to call your ex. It's going to double your points.
It's gloves.
Is that it?
Is that it? I thought he had more. No, you got more in there, doesn't
he? That'd be it.
That's it.
Oh, fuck. We didn't get the full thing.
I don't know if there's any way we can actually see these, but we actually do have a pack of divorced dads in the building.
Gonna have to zoom in.
So I'll just fucking break these. Mitt, do you know how to zoom in the fucking camera, please?
Keep going.
Cameraman.
Put my ball cap on real quick. First one here, classic dad's new roommate. Gonna need you to zoom in a little bit more so it doesn't defeat the whole fucking purpose of this. Still can't really see it, but that's dad's new roommate.
You want to read
I'll do that at the very end.
Okay.
All-time classic, obviously. Speed Machine. New Balance kicks. Can we do something about the autofocus? You can see the actual fucking card, Mitt. Otherwise, this is just a massive waste of time.
We're trying back here.
I get we're all just having a laugh, but... I mean, what the fuck, Mitt? What the fuck, cameraman? Fuck that! Fuck you! Get in here, cameraman! Fuck that! There we go. There's a little clarity on the speed machine. Great card, obviously. There's another good one. Dome of Despair. A couple people in here who used to have the Dome of Despair who no longer have the Dome of Despair. Another good one here. Fountain of Youth. Kind of actually looks exactly like Bubba Gumpino. If you can get it in a little closer.
Just for men.
Yeah, it's actually a dual card, mustache and beard kit. Can you zoom in, please? Is that as close as it fucking goes? Okay. Yes, never mind. Infinite Money Spell, a lot of cans, obviously.
Love that.
Can't see anything, so it doesn't really matter.
Beers.
Yep. Tower of Sad. It looks like this is actually ice cold Keystone Light. That's pretty good. Blood Pressure with the those are actually Hormel bacon.
Wow.
Which is, you know, a pretty good bacon.
It's a good card.
Holographic drywall hole. You can see, again, you know, it. This gimmick kind of stinks because you can't fucking see anything. So it's kind of a waste of time that we're doing this. And then obviously...
Come on, house.
Yeah, well, we didn't get the house jam band.
Jam band.
Not good. And then he actually... We did add another card. It basically just says, "Hey, bud. Sorry the packaging is bad. It's all I could afford. Your mom took all my money in the divorce from dad."
That's divorce dad,
baby. Divorce dad.
Pretty good pack. Not bad.
One of the best. Hollow hole in the wall.
Yeah.
You seen this yet?
I just learned of divorce dad.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Watch about 15 videos
of
this.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
Feels like you really nailed it.
Thank you.
Obviously, that's a tribute, too.
It is. Mm-hmm.
I was on a call.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Things.
Sure.
Sure.
You know?
Mm-hmm. From?
And I thought I heard The Rock out here like 6 times.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is The Rock here?
A couple times, yeah.
Yeah.
Multiple forms of the final boss have been here.
Okay. I didn't know because I was just like, the person I was talking to started laughing.
Really?
Is everything okay? And I'm like, I think the final boss is here.
Yeah.
And they go, "What do you mean?" I go, "Well, all you're hearing in the background there is everybody screaming, fuck that!
Fuck that! Fuck you! Fuck that! Fuck that! Fuck you!
Cameraman!"
Okay, good.
Cameraman!
We run a good business here.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. It's Mania Week.
Sound operation here.
Yeah.
We're locked in on Mania.
Divorced dads?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good pack.
Yeah, it was pretty good pack.
No house, though.
No.
Didn't get the house, but obviously a holographic drywall hole, not bad.
Huge.
We'll settle for that.
I'm glad he has evolved.
Me too.
The divorce
the cards
dads.
Are better.
Yeah. The pictures.
The speaker.
Yeah, exactly.
It's more like magic now.
I agree.
The Gathering?
Yes.
Yes. Bingo.
MTG?
Yes.
MTG, yeah.
Okay.
Next.
This is day 2 of hitting one car in traffic till I either get arrested or 500,000 followers. Follow to watch my journey.
This what? Guy is... No, this guy is fucking fake. These are all his cars, deadass. He hits. I went
fucking deadass.
Oh, they're all his own fucking cars.
How do you know, man?
Fucking cars, because I went through this guy's Instagram, and then he like breaks this car, jumps it a bunch of times. The red car that he hits in like the third video, he cuts it open. Like these are all his cars. This guy's a liar.
This guy's fucking capping.
Yeah, bro. This guy's.
I saw you like. Why'd you like the video then?
Because the first one I did think was super funny, and then I went and did a deep dive, and yeah, it's fucking bullshit.
It's not funny.
Not funny, not cool.
Not funny, not cool.
So no one get any ideas doing this kind of stuff.
Don't.
Mitt, talking to you.
Where's your toy at?
Yeah, where's the toy?
Where's the toy?
The toy's dead.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad you guys are bringing that up. Hey, man, how was that terrible, terrible accident you were
in? I was lucky to
survive. I forgot which car was the toy. Where's your other car, then?
It's in the parking lot.
It's in the lot.
No, you're talking about the
Kia
he was renting, right?
I've rented the Kia for like 2 weeks, because that car got smoked.
I thought the Kia was still here.
I wish.
Have you thought about maybe just like buying a Kia and just driving that?
Got smoked on the highway.
It's a vastly superior machine.
Yeah, I was like right after. Yeah.
You were racing on the highway?
No, I was in dead. Actually, I was in stopped traffic, and this dude just ran right into me. But
that happened to me too on the highway before when I was in college.
Dead ass.
Fucked up the car.
Yeah, I
fucked up the car.
Didn't it happen to you here?
Fucked up. No, that was my fault. I cut someone off. So yeah, I cut people all the time. They'll stop. Nope, not an Indy.
I used to have a Kia when I first started here, and I also wrecked that, actually.
No.
No.
Nuh-uh.
That.
You mean the one that we saw wrecked that was a Kia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The white one.
Okay, just making sure.
Okay.
Same Kia. I wasn't sure if there was two.
Yep. Glad you're okay, man.
Yeah. Glad you're okay, man.
Me too, man.
That's why you wear seatbelts, baby.
That's right.
Bruce.
Next.
Which Taco Bell item? And I saw someone send this in. I did not watch it.
Z send this in?
I didn't watch this either.
I didn't watch this either.
Looks awesome.
He has a funny voice.
Okay.
Hmm.
Oh,
not
no.
getting audio.
Unfortunately, we're
no
not.
No audio in the video.
Oh, what a fall from
can't remember.
What'd you say, like,
next week,
I do
next
like
week,
say
next week,
Quesarito.
Next week, next week.
Is he a Quesarito?
We need sound here, too. Hold on. Pause it.
Go back.
I have to add some
context.
Context. The tweet. Asked, was this a porn or a commercial?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now we'd be the judge.
And it said yes.
I've actually had Mr. Submarine's very good.
Is it?
Really?
It looks good.
the Chicago thing?
This is 1 6-footer. I can't handle 1-on-1. Ladies, let's have a party.
Choose from Mr. Submarine's great lineup of your favorite subs. Mr. Submarine's king-size sub, a regular sub piled high with your favorite meats and cheeses.
For the best tasting meal around, Mr. Submarine is the real sub.
Nice. Oh,
that was a great match on action there with the fucking basketball turning into the sub.
They don't do commercials like they used to.
They don't. We watched the smoking one, which is an all-timer.
Mm-hmm. Antonio Brown did one, an Uncle Charlie sausage one, if you want to look that one up sometime. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was really good. Okay.
Why were they eating subs on the center court?
I don't know.
You've never had a sub on center court?
Where is the best sub I've ever fucking had? Where would you like them to eat the
Maybe
sub?
Maybe the seats, courtside.
Best sub I ever had. Just like the
6-footer. Can't take
Come
that.
Come on, ladies, let's have a party.
He's way bigger than 6 feet.
Yeah, he's like 6'9".
Yeah, mm-hmm. That is a bigger sub.
And then he's also sitting down.
That is
and
a
his,
nice circle
his
they got there.
Penis is basically hanging out of his shorts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, ladies.
That's the best part about it. RC Cola's only.
Yeah, get yourself an RC Cola.
Ice cold RC Cola.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
God damn, that's filmmaking.
A Faygo Red.
That is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
They had drones Bruce. Back then.
Next.
Everyone's so horned up over Scottie Pippen enjoying a sub.
This thing is fucking sick.
Yeah. Need it.
Yeah. What's exactly.
What does it shoot?
Fucking cannonballs.
1 millimeter.
It's a gun.
What?
That'll kill you.
Is that one finger that guy has or two?
Two, I think.
It needs two because it's...
Yeah.
Is it?
For the base.
Yeah, because it looks like the left side continues.
I don't know. His...
But I can't tell.
He's got some mitts.
He's got weird hair, too, but...
On his fingers?
Yeah, I don't... He's got fucked up hands.
Those are working man's hands.
Well, I'm guessing...
That guy, you bring well, that listen, to demo because he works construction.
When you shoot 1,000 cannonballs a day, yeah, your fucking hands are going to look like...
I was going to say, he's got a... good amount of residual burns from firing this cannon all day.
I think it takes that cannon takes 22.
The cannon also weighs 22 pounds. That's why his hands.
Oh,
big.
So you can't put it on your penis?
No. Well, you could.
Depends.
You have to fucking hold it,
or just take like 600 milligrams of Viagra.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ride the bull.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
This would be cool to have, though.
Yeah.
This would be. I want one.
Yeah.
Will I get one?
Maybe for
Christmas. Imagine a party trick. You're at a party and you're having a couple stogies, and you say, "Hey, you guys want to see me shoot a cannon?" And people are like, "Yeah."
Hey, Mick, go stand over there.
Yeah, or shatter a guy's window.
Yeah,
be sick.
That would be sick.
All right, next.
I wonder if they're rubber, like rubber bullets.
No. Oh, they could be.
No, like it would probably fucking kill you.
No.
It would actually probably hurt so bad.
Oh no, brother.
Together the pod.
If only we had that one Zeke? Video with the sound.
Zeke did?
Yeah.
No. What I do?
Hmm?
See?
Told you.
Fuck that!
Okay, so there's a bit of a discrepancy here.
Z, how you feeling? It's been a good bit here.
I'm getting struggling. Loopy.
Guys,
I'm getting lightheaded.
What? Have you had water today?
It's a valid question.
That's more of a everyday issue.
I don't know. I have not.
Okay.
Those are water. Foxies from earlier.
Maybe some water.
We need water.
What did he say?
He said those are Foxies.
Mitch said those
from
are
earlier.
Mine.
At least
I did
a G-Zero, brother. Get some electrolytes.
I thought your
Has
doctor...
anyone tried Gatorade water yet?
No, is it good?
What's the Gatorade water?
I have.
It's what Propel used to be.
Yeah,
ooh.
It's just kind of flavored water.
Am I good to drink the Casey's water, watermelon?
You can have whatever water you want.
Great.
Yeah, you can do anything.
Is that real water?
I
oh, yeah.
Cherry one. It tastes like Propel.
Talk brought watermelon water?
Yeah.
Is it hot dog water?
He was supposed to bring hot dog water.
Yeah, that's weird. Is that a watermelon hot dog flavor?
No,
it's Casey's
bites.
General Store water. It's
that's
where
oh,
is
not
the...
Oh, okay.
The what?
Where's the what?
When does the Big Bite drink?
Well, it's supposed to be this week.
I've been waiting.
I've been thinking about Big Bite for a week.
I know. It literally feels like I've been waiting my entire life.
Imagine if you hadn't had a hot dog since 74.
I don't eat fucking hogs! Haven't had a hot dog since 1974.
If he doesn't
fuck
bring
that. It. Fuck you. Fuck them.
When he's running his marathon, he should only drink the hot dog water.
Hot dog.
Tuck?
Hot dog.
You talking about Tuck?
Tuck?
Tuck. That's
a good idea.
Tuck ain't doing that. Tuck's fucking IV and hot dog.
Guess what I found out this morning? Guess what I found out this morning?
About Tuck?
It has to do with Tuck.
Okay,
what'd you find out?
Mitt's running the marathon with him.
Not full. Half.
He's only doing half.
Oh.
Yeah, we're doing it together.
So you would be running it with him?
Yeah. Do you know what time it starts at, Mitt?
I'm pretty sure it's like 10 a.m. or 8 a.m.
Oh, you got no shot.
It's a Saturday, you know.
It's either 10 a.m. or 8 a.m. Those are close together.
Saturday.
I mean, it's in like a month and a half, bro. I did run 4 miles today, and Jesus Christ, I am sore. I got to get out of this.
You got to run 13.
Yeah, no shit.
A little bit more than four, but four is a good start.
13 it kilometers.
Four
is a great start. 13 kilometers.
I'm not worried about your being able to do it, man.
Oh, 26 miles. 26
miles. Yeah,
what are you worried about?
Right. It's you getting there on Saturday morning.
I mean, that's not...
Speaking into the mic, just attempt to speak into the mic.
Foxy's so loud on that same microphone, we don't touch it at all, and then you come in like a whisper.
He's 25 feet away from it.
Oh, dude, know what I thought about right before the show?
It keeps hitting me in the fucking face. It comes up. This is super annoying. It just anytime I touch it, it like comes up and hits me right in the face.
There you go.
He sounds so good.
So you keep it up there.
That's where it's supposed to be.
That was like right on the money, actually. That's the best you've ever sounded.
Brother, you sounded great, brother.
Let it hit you in the face.
What were you thinking about?
Connor Joe.
Yeah.
You guys should
greatest baseball player.
Unbelievable.
You should remix DK. C. J. Connor Joe. And then whatever's after that.
Yeah. I like it.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Donkey Kong song works perfectly for him.
I watched Super Mario the other day.
Great movie.
Second
Super
time.
Mario Bros.
Sick, right?
Great movie.
Was it good?
Yeah.
D. K. Donkey Kong.
And Seth Rogen's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who do you love?
Yeah.
Me.
Does that also have peaches, 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 peaches?
It does.
Mm-hmm.
By Jack Black.
Yeah, a bit of a banger of a
Jack
movie.
Jack Black?
Yeah, they're making another one.
Yeah, they should.
They're going to make a shit ton of them, yeah. So successful, so expensive, so much money, though.
Yeah, good cast.
Great cast. They can carry that on easily. Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah,
All right, well, yeah.
Bruce, you want to put a bow on this?
Yeah,
button?
Bruce, you're the host, remember.
Thank you all for joining us and listening this week and every week. We appreciate it. That's the pod.
What genre of porn are you going to jerk off to when you get home?
What genre are you going to watch on the way home?
Do you guys have any recs?
Everybody should send
actually, I do have a rec for tonight. I found out there is a tasty little redhead from Saved by the Bell who...
Boy Meets World.
All right, that's
from Boy Meets World, who you might want to take a gander at.
Goodbye.
Did you look her up? Yeah, you did. You doggy. Yeah, you did.
Goodbye.